over the history I've ever played against them, they've been tough. You know, they've been a good football team for a long time, ever since Tom Coughlin put that thing together and left his stamp on it. I think throughout the years, it's become a great rivalry, and they were good. The Colts were good early, and it's always had that type of atmosphere to it.
But since the division was formed, they've been running playoffs twice.
Yeah, it's still been a good game, you know. And it's usually decided who gets to go, you know. The Colts have knocked them out of the playoffs a bunch of times.
Can you give us an injury update, Bruce, on what you've got? Do you have any better idea who might or who might not?
No, we'll find out more after this practice. We've got some guys working out right now to see how good they are today. The only guy that will not play is Gerard Powers. He will not play. Everybody else is probably going to make it, and we'll see right up till game time.
What's Gerard's issue? Is it's a foot?
Toe? It's a toe. Yeah, great toe.
So that in your cornerback situation, I mean, how concerned are you?
Next guy up, Darius play. Josh will go in at nickel, and Marche Green will go in at dime. So had to learn another name.
You didn't have learn his name?
No, I've not known Marche. He's been here for a couple weeks. He's a vet now. He's been here 3 weeks.
You say next man up, but I mean, at some point, the depth really is tested, isn't it?
No. You got to come in and play as a starter. And if you accept anything less than that, you'll get less. Well, I don't accept anything less than playing like a starter.
Bruce, you had such an emotional game Sunday. And then how big of a challenge is it with the short week coming off what you guys went through Sunday?
Well, it was a huge win. And then to have Chuck in the locker room before and after the game was great. And, you know, we have to learn from the last time we had an emotional win. We got our brains beat out and remind them of that. And the short week's always tough on both teams, especially the one that's traveling. And, you know, we've got to be able to focus. Get focus on practice, meetings, extra meeting time. It's not a physical week. It's all a mental week.
How do you make sure that they turn the page? Have you guys talked about that?
I hit them. No, yeah, that's all we've talked about. Yeah.
Have you talked to you about, again, Andrew said, you know, we haven't won squat yet. You're 5-3 on a roll. There's 1-7. I mean,
if we don't get their best shot, I'll be shocked. They got a lot of pride in Jacksonville. Mike Mularkey's a hell of a coach, known him for a long time. And we're going to get everything they got, both barrels, and we better be ready for it.
Coach, both teams are rebuilding, and obviously you guys are doing something right.
We're not. We don't use that word. We don't rebuild here. We reload, brother.
What's the number one thing you guys are doing right? What sticks
out? Well, we're playing hard. I think the one thing, we've got a bunch of young guys who've bought into the system. And they're playing hard, playing for 60 minutes. We don't take bad play and let it get it to the next play, go on to the next play. And they've all bought in, and they got each other's back.
I won't ask you to compare him to Peyton because I know you've been asked a million times, but just where Andrew Luck is halfway through one season. Can you talk about how – I know you have expectations.
Of the guys that I've had, he's the farthest along at this time. He's doing more, and we're asking him to do more. And you know, the other guys, not that they couldn't have, played extremely well. The numbers are very comparable. You know, the wins are now coming for us a little bit sooner than they did for Peyton. Ben went 15-1, so those are a little tough to beat. But it's he's playing extremely well. Is he playing perfect? No. We don't have anybody playing perfect. It doesn't take perfect to win. Just play hard and good things will happen.
But you told everybody all through training camp how high your expectations were. Has he exceeded even what you thought?
Not yet. No, we ain't in the playoffs yet.
This will be your first sort of primetime game of the regular season when everyone will be watching. Any message to the young guys to kind of just keep doing what they've been doing and not get caught up in the moment?
Yeah, it's just a different time. That's all there is. Kickoff's at 8:30 or whatever it is instead of 1 o'clock. It's the same. They're not going to change the dimensions of the field or anything like that. It's just, you know, and you always want to put your best show out there for your peers. These guys take a lot of pride in playing in front of their peers.
Bruce, you mentioned the playoffs as it stands
last
now.
Question, guys, I got to get into.
As it stands now, you'd be playing Denver. Any poetic justice should that happen?
Oh, that's way too far in advance. Don't even think about that kind of stuff. I mean, there's so many things that have to happen. We could lose 5 more guys and not even come close. We could lose every game just as easy as we can win. And we just have to take it one day at a time. Once you start dreaming about that kind of stuff and thinking about that, you'll get your butt beat.
Bruce,